Hi, my name is Leo, and I'm Lutheran, and I serve at an LGBTQ outreach new start in Portland, Oregon called The Flame. So I started taking trapeze lessons after I was basically cleared to work out again after top surgery, because for the first, you have to be careful with what you lift and stretch and so forth. And obviously trapeze, you've got your arms way over your head and you're holding your entire body weight and flinging yourself around. So it's good to make sure you've got the clearance to work out. And so I started taking trapeze new to my new body and very weak, if you will. And so it was a big learning curve for me. It just took me a lot of time and work to build strength and to build skills. It's trapeze, for some people, can be really easy if they've done like gymnastics and stuff like that before. But for me, it was pretty difficult. But it was a place where I had to face my fears. So talk about like putting your body out there, like out into space, if you will. Like, no, it's okay. You can let go and roll forward and it'll be all right. Like, wait. Am I going to fall and die, or is this? Can I trust my teachers? And so, you know, learning to trust my teachers, learning to trust my body, having my body figure out how to move. I'm really grateful for those moments when there was something really scary, and I worked at it and worked at it and worked at it, and then I finally got it. It's a combination of grace and creativity and strength that I really enjoy. And plus, the circus community is just amazing because it's just such a warm and accepting community. We're always like cheering each other on, like, yay, you did it, or oh, it's okay, you'll get that next time, or, you know, so very supportive of all sorts of people. And in the culture, there's just this really affirming environment that was really wonderful to grow into my body in that space. For me personally, I approach church with a little humility, hopefully, that like I don't think I have all of the answers. And possibly the Reformation, what I like about that was a pushback of saying, hey, I don't think you have all the answers. I think that maybe it's not okay to make people's lives miserable based on the answers you think you have that are in this tight little box. That joined my church started taking classes, and then people that were at the school that met me started going to my church, and so now there's a lot of community crossover. We've talked about you know, when the flame gets big enough to have its own space, that it would be amazing to have a space with a rigging point, so we could have like a trapeze or have aerial silks hanging from the ceiling. You know, some churches will have liturgical dance, and we'll have liturgical trapeze, liturgical circus arts. I mean, how amazing would that be, right?